My Mac Podcast number 163, recorded Monday, January 14th, at various times during the day, but mostly 3 o'clock, the Moscone South, the My Mac Podcast meetup.
The next generation of radio, it's the MyMac.com Podcast.
So my name is Tim Robertson. I'm the publisher and owner of MyMac.com, as longtime listeners know. Once again, I'm recording this particular podcast, at least the beginning of it, and maybe the end, at, geez, what time is it here? You know, I don't even know. Let me, it's 8:54 p.m. San Francisco time. For those of you living on the West Coast, it's really not that late, I know. But I'm a transplanted Eastern time zone from Michigan. My body's telling me it's past midnight, so I'm very tired. So I get you guys caught up on what happened today. Obviously, the expo doesn't start tomorrow with the Steve Jobs keynote. And I guess I'll start there. MyMac.com will not be inside the keynote this year. The powers that be decided that even though MyMac.com has press passes, they won't give us our press pass until after the keynote has begun, which effectively means we are not invited to the podcast. Now, whether that's whether the reason for that is because of politics from an article I wrote a year ago, whether that came down from Apple, as one insider told me that there was a few sites that Apple wanted to restrict access to, or what have you. It really doesn't make a difference to me. The fact of the matter is that we're not going to be in the keynote address. Now, I know for a lot of the MyMac staffers here that it comes as a disappointment, and it does to me in certain respects, but quite honestly, after you've been to two or three Steve Jobs keynotes, yeah, they're fun, but it's not the be-all and end-all for Mac journalists. And I don't really regret not being able to be in there. I'll get my information almost real-time on the web, exactly the same as most of you. Whatever Apple releases, I'll be able to see on the showroom floor 5 minutes after the Steve Jobs keynote is over. I just won't have my opinion of whatever it is clouded by the, quote, reality distortion field. So in some respects, maybe it's better not to have that constant barrage of his Steve-ness sending out this. I don't think I even have to explain it to you Mac users. You guys understand perfectly well. Oh, I'm using a new iPod recording device. It's actually Guy's. I'm going to turn it around here. Hold on. Let's turn it back around. I don't know if moving that microphone like that's going to sound horrible or not. I think the audio quality is probably about the same as on the Griffin iTalk that I used last night to do the solo podcast. And this will not be a solo podcast, by the way. We've got almost a half hour of our MyMac.com podcast listener meetup. Now, I knew most of the listeners of this podcast, who's actually going to be here at the expo, wasn't even going to show up until Tuesday, the day of the Steve Jobs keynote. There's not really a lot for the average Mac user to do on a Monday. There's a couple conferences and stuff like that. And a lot of those conferences were running at the same time as our meetup. But it was nice to have a few listeners did show up. Really great people. It's so, I don't want to sound corny, but it's heartwarming to meet people that share an appreciation for the same computing platform that we all do. And we all realize it goes beyond just the Macintosh computer or the software that runs on it, whether it's Adobe Photoshop or Firefox or Dreamweaver or InnerArchy or Photo Booth or FileMaker, whatever it is, and it goes beyond that, and it even goes beyond the Mac OS as an operating system itself. It's a community of users, and that's really what you're reminded of when you meet people for the first time, and you have this instant connection, and you can share opinions and trying to figure out what Steve Jobs is going to unveil tomorrow and what we all think should be unveiled and what's that one technology that's going to put Apple over the top, and if Apple would only listen to us, oh, it would be perfect. And of course they never seem to, and the stuff that they come out with is actually better than the things that we were guessing would be released. It's fun. It's excitement. And if that's cultish, so be it. I don't hide my my love for these products and the richness that these products have brought into my life. Because quite honestly, I never would have met my wife if I wasn't a Mac user at the time when we met. We never would have met. So anyways, like I said, I'm sitting here in my bedroom once again, my hotel room at the Holiday Inn Civic Center. Went to a party right before I got back home. It was for Smile on My Mac. I love the last name, anyways, My Mac. Smile on My Mac. I'm not really familiar with their products, although a couple of the people that were there that have nothing to do with the company, they were journalists themselves. They said it was a website I should check out some of their products because they're really fantastic. I'm going to take their word for it. And I'll check it out when I have more time. Won't be this week. But I do want to thank the people at Smile on My Mac for inviting us. Went to the party with Larry, with Larry here at My Mac, and also Bill Palmer of iProng. He went with us. In fact, we met up with Bill Palmer during the My Mac podcast gathering, and he went with us after that to a vendor. Yep, we actually had already seen a vendor today before the expo even opens. They're not on the showroom floor. They got a hotel room at the W, and it's the company Gear 4. They're out of the UK. They make some iPod gear. Really neat looking stuff, too. That's not an endorsement to go buy it. I really haven't used any of it. Briefly, I used one of their speaker systems. But it looked like really nice stuff. We did some video there, and we'll post that up online this week when we get some more video to share with it. But it was a good time. Nice guys, the people, the PR guys that we're working for Gear for, nice guys. I don't think I've ever met a PR person that I didn't like, you know. When they're meeting the journalists, the people that are going to write about their product and give them some coverage, boy, they're always nice and ready with a free beer. Of course, I don't drink beer. I don't really drink any alcohol, but that's beside the point. They're always very nice, and their job is to convince us to talk or write favorably about their products. And I will reserve judgment on how good those products are until I actually get them in my little grubby hands and have had probably 30 days to play with them and live with them for a while, and then I can give an informed opinion. But as a journalist, the Macworld Expo affords me the opportunity to meet a lot of the companies that we're going to be talking about their products over the next year. And I try to look at the products not necessarily from my own point of view, but for the average Mac user out there. That what's this product going to do for them? Is it going to make them more productive? Are they really going to dig it? Is this a speaker system that they should definitely replace the current iPod system with? Is it a, you know, you can only look at so many iPod cases, and after a while you're like, ugh, it's just an iPod case, come on. But occasionally you do come across a product that you're like, that's an iPod case that I could definitely recommend to a lot of people. On the Mac software side, you can't really use the software when you're at the show. You can tootle around with it a little bit, but, you know, it's really not the atmosphere to do so. But you get kind of a broad overview. You make contacts as a journalist, and they usually send you a free copy of the software or a registration code, and then you get to play with it for a while. And that's when we can write our reviews or talk about it here on the podcast and give you an informed opinion whether this is something that's worth your time and, more importantly, your money. I don't know, maybe is it more important, is the money more important, is your time? If you spend $20 on a piece of crap software and after, you know, using it for 40 hours, you just think, ugh, this is just not worth it, I'm not going to use it anymore. Would you have rather wasted that 40 hours or would you have rather wasted that $20? I don't know. That's a question that only you can answer. I think my time is more valuable than whatever the price of the product may be, unless, of course, it's a $300 program, in which case I'm not going to be pleased. But if I spent $15-$20 on something and after a month I'm just like, ugh, it's not worth it, I wish I had that month back more than I wish I had that $20 back. But I don't know. Anyways, what we're going to play now is some of the audio. I'm not going to edit it too much, to be honest. I think in this raw form, you get to see and hear what it was like during the MyMac podcast meetup. You can hear quite a few people, some from MyMac. I think we get Boyle Palmer from iProng in there. Some of the listeners, I think we start with that. And it was a lot of fun. I actually handed the mic over to John Nemirovsky at one point, who's here now, by the way. He showed up right on time to do the podcast meetup. That was great with Artie. And it was a really, really good time. I'm not going to tell you everybody's name that was there because, as I said, my body thinks at this point it's after midnight. My body's thinking, dude, you should be asleep by now. What are you still doing up? So, take a listen. And, I think this was a really... It was really fun. I think it was a success. I really want to do it again next year. If we could grow the popularity of the podcast to such that we can actually get a establishment that can hold maybe 50 people, we could actually do a live podcast from a venue like that. A lot of these podcasters that get together and they have these meetups, they talk to the audience. And that's not what I wanted to do. That's why we kind of did this informal, passing the iPod with the microphone thing plugged in and just talk to people. And, you know, that's why I handed it to John Nemo to talk to some people, and then Guy Searle talked to some people, and it was very informal, and it was very laid back. We actually recorded this, the segment that you're going to hear, down the escalators at Moscone South. So if you've ever been to the expo, you know exactly what we're talking about. You go down the elevators on the far right, and then we went over towards, I think it was room 104. And we also videotaped the whole thing. I don't know if we're actually going to post that video anytime soon. We may. The audio is exactly what you're going to hear on the podcast. And I think that it will be nice to see the video, and I will eventually post it, I think. To kind of put a face with some of the listeners and the voices you're going to hear. And it's a little bit more exciting to actually see the video than just the audio. Although, in some respects, it's kind of nice to use your imagination. Hold on a minute. I need to take a drink of my day-old Mountain Dew. And surprisingly, it's not really stale either. Maybe my room stays cold during the day. I don't know. Before we jump to that segment, I got an email right before I started recording this, actually. And let me scroll down. This time of the year, I'm just getting just a ton of PR. Got a weird one, too, from Xbox Live. HD Leader and Online Video Rental. It's like, whatever. Why are you sending this to me during Macworld? Idiot. Although, I guess, it worked for them because I just mentioned them. It did work, didn't it? His name's Fred. He's from Australia, and he says he's a new listener to our podcast, and he's been loving it ever since the first time he tuned in. In fact, he said our podcast is the best Mac-related podcast in the iTunes store. Fred obviously hasn't heard any of the other ones yet, otherwise he wouldn't make such a ridiculous statement. Look, I like listening to my own podcast, too, but I don't think we're the best by far. There's so many talented podcasters out there doing really fabulous work. He said he's from Australia. In fact, he was from Shanghai, China, and he's been living in Sydney for 6 years. He just got his first MacBook Pro. He's got the 2.2 in November of 2007, and he's still in the process of getting used to it and this OS. And he says the podcast and the website has helped him a lot, which is really heartening to me. I love it when I hear from new Mac users and they're getting some benefit from reading our website. It's they're learning how to use it, and that's great. He said he just listened to my first solo podcast from my hotel room. Here's another one. And he likes the fact that I had a cigarette in the middle of it because he's a smoker too. So that being said, you know what? I think I lost my lighter, Fred. Can you believe it? Crap. Yeah. Almost everybody else that's out there is not a smoker. So they're like, ugh, he's going to light up, isn't he? And you know what? Mm-hmm. You know, you're not supposed to bring lighters on. You know, after I lit that match, and then now I see my lighter sitting right next to the pack of cigarettes. I'm an idiot. You're not supposed to bring a lighter on aircraft anymore. Because, I don't know, we live in the United States of paranoid America or something. And, and so I got a couple packs of matches so I would have them after I got off the flight. And I carried my rollaway with me. And now that I'm in the hotel, I found two lighters that were buried in that, sitting there waiting for me. I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, wow, I had lighters with me. I could have probably gone to jail. Fred continues and he says he's looking forward to our live coverage from the expo and he's so jealous. You should be jealous, Fred. You should definitely one of these days get the money together. Man, it'd be expensive to come from Australia. I understand that. But wow, you know what, man? It really is worth being here at least once in your life. And now that you've kind of discovered what it is to be a Mac user, and I don't think there's an arrogance. I know a lot of PC users who don't understand the Mac scene think there's an arrogance that Mac users have. And it's not really an arrogance. It's just a knowledge that they just don't understand. They just don't get it. They're stuck in the Windows world when there's something so much better out there, so much more enjoyable, so much... Well, I don't have to explain it to you guys. You guys are all Mac users, you know. And by the way, when I say guys, I don't mean men. I mean, I use that very broadly because I know that we have female listeners, too. And Fred wraps it up. Keep up the good work. A supportive fan from down under. So thanks a lot for the email, Fred. I do appreciate that. And I encourage anybody out there to send an email anytime. I love getting email from the listeners and the people who read the website. And I'd like to share more of it here on the podcast. I think it adds to the show, and it helps us being, you know, myself, Chad Perry, Guy Suro, David Cohen, John Nemo. It helps us remember that there are really people out there listening to it from all corners of this planet. And when we hear that you guys are getting benefit from listening to this and that you're enjoying it, even if we're not necessarily educating you... That coughing is not because of the smoking, by the way. I know the non-smokers are going, yeah, see, you're smoking, you can't even talk. I had a frog in my throat. We love hearing from you guys. Hey, look, I'm just checking my Gmail and someone else is following me on Twitter. Bob Lewis. Hi, Bob. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, and I do post on Twitter maybe two or three times a day. I haven't this week. I'm a little bit busy. If you go to twitter.com, I think it's MyMac. You know what? I'm going to check it. The problem is it goes to twitter.com/home when I log in, and I'm already logged in. I believe it is. twitter.com/, is it MyMac? M-Y-M-A-C? It loaded so fast. Yes, it is. Just go to twitter.com/MyMac. And that's me. You know, follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you on Twitter. We'll follow each other. The last one I did was that I was heading for the airport in San Francisco. And so that was yesterday morning, actually, wasn't it? You know what? I'm going to do a Twitter post right now as I'm podcasting. I know I said we're going to go to that segment. We're going to, trust me. I lit up the cigarette. Fred understands. I can't stop recording the podcast right in the middle of a cigarette. And I'm going to type in Twitter. I'm doing it one-handed, so that kind of sucks. Recording a podcast. I'm a much faster typer with two hands. Right now. Oops. And I spelled right wrong because I'm not right. It might have been those three drinks that I had. Because I don't like alcohol, but I did have three drinks at that party. But there was so much ice and water in it that... Yeah. So I just actually posted... Well, I thought I was going to post to Twitter, and it's not doing it. Oh, there it goes. And it did it 1, 2, 3 times. It just posted the same thing 3 times. I don't know why. I only clicked it once. Twitter sucks sometimes. So you can follow me on Twitter. And if you do, I'll follow you. It'd be nice to know that you guys started following me because you heard me say that on the podcast. There's a lot of people that I follow on Twitter. Not too many, actually. I'm following 23 people, half of which don't post all that often. But it's kind of a neat little social networking. Don't you hate that term, social networking? I don't know. You think we could come up with a better term than social networking? It sounds too cynical, too cold. It doesn't really reflect what we're doing, does it? Let me go through the schedule tomorrow. Obviously, we're not going to the Steve Jobs keynote because Apple doesn't love us. Or IDG doesn't love us, one of them. Somebody doesn't love me, but I'll get over it. Tuesday, tomorrow, the first... obviously, right after the keynote, we're going to be pretty busy writing up articles. We're going to do a podcast first thing in the morning talking about whatever it is Steve Jobs announced, that sort of thing. But at 1 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to be at the ProSoft booth doing the Apple quiz. I actually gave the quiz to Guy Searle and David Cohen, and some of the questions are pretty easy. They got them pretty easily, and some of them are not so easy, and they really had to rack their brains to come up with an answer. And that's pretty much our entire agenda for tomorrow. It's pretty loose. Wednesday is pretty busy, as is Thursday, and Friday is going to be pretty open. But so Tuesday we're going to be at the ProSoft Engineering booth at 1 o'clock, and then the rest of the week we'll be there at 11 a.m. So if you're going to be at Macworld, stop by the ProSoft booth, ProSoft Engineering. They are a sponsor for the podcast, and we want to thank them a lot for podcasting or for sponsoring us this year. They got some really Drive Genius is a really great program. Will there be a Drive Genius 2? Will it be Leopard compatible? If only we knew someone who's been talking to their PR person and had inside information that's going to be running an Apple quiz there through the week. That's all I can say. It'll be released tomorrow, probably, or at least announced, so I'm not giving anything away. You guys are getting maybe 12 hours preview of that. Hopefully they won't be too mad at me at ProSoft Engineering. It's great. I love that program. Drive Genius is great. In fact, John Farr posted a comment up on somebody's blog asking that they release one that's updated with it, so I think he's going to get his wish. Man, can you believe I've been doing this for almost 23 minutes already? So that's my schedule for tomorrow. ProSoft at 2. And I've got other little things here and there that I'm going to go to and see what's going on. Going to do a lot of podcasting, going to do all that kind of stuff, and share all the information that we're getting with you guys. Videos will start going live tomorrow night. Obviously, I can't do it during the day because we'll be filming during the day. The podcasting, My Mac Podcasting Meetup video will probably go up. I don't know if I'll actually do it this week. I might. But if not, it'll probably be next week. Because you're going to hear the audio anyways here on the podcast. But again, it will be nice to see the video. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to play the podcast meetup. I think you guys will enjoy it. I'd really like to get more of you guys on the show. Whether it's just simply reading a feedback like I did from Fred, or it's you guys sending in your audio comment, which is really easy, it really is. You pick up a telephone and call a number, and you can leave a message, and we'll play it right here on the show. I'm looking for the phone number because, to be quite honest, you know, it's very late and I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. That's kind of bad, isn't it? But I don't even remember our own feedback line. You can also send an MP3 feedback, by the way, if you wanted to record it yourself on your own machine. If you've got a newer Mac, it's got a built-in microphone. Open up GarageBand and just record yourself. Save it out as an MP3, send it to tim@mymac.com, and unless it's really big, if it's like 10 megabytes, don't send it to my mymac.com account. It'll crash that account. Okay, here's our phone number. You can leave comments. And I'd really appreciate some comments on whatever you guys think about whatever Steve releases here tomorrow from Apple. It's 1-801-938-5559. I know that's a long-distance call. And I know a lot of you, like Fred, for instance, that don't live in the United States. So that would be an international call, and let's be honest, that would suck. So you could just simply record a little MP3 send it to us. You could send it to our Gmail account. That would probably be best. It's mymacpodcast@gmail.com. So let's jump over to the show now, the podcast meetup. I think it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I want to thank the guys who showed up, and we actually went out and had a, I think it wasn't lunch. No, I guess that was dinner. We had a dinner at Mel's Drive-Thru Diner. We actually had breakfast there this morning. You're going to see pictures of that up on the website. And by the way, I want to thank John Farr. What I'm doing is I'm taking pictures with the iPhone, emailing them to John Farr. He's turning around and posting them up online. And I just looked, and Artie actually posted some pre-Expo photos. Oh, no, I hope there's none embarrassing of me. Let me look here real quick. The Wi-Fi works here in the hotel, but it's just not the fastest. Let's see, he's got a picture of... We did these little video skits, and you'll see them. It's about David Cohen and that whole I'm David Cohen thing. Yeah, you'll see. That's going to be in the videos. He's got a picture of David Cohen yelling at Dan Robinson. He's got a picture of Guy Searle being filmed by Larry using my Canon GL2. All the video that you guys have seen this week was done on my Canon GL2. Love that camcorder. You'll see BJ from England being interviewed by Nemo. You'll see the back of Nemo's head in there. Larry Grinnell using the camera in my iPhone headphones. You'll see in my frumpy looking ass talking to John Nemo. And that's the photos. Good photos. Thanks for posting those, Artie. It's kind of neat to see photos that you didn't take of yourself and the people you're with. It's always fun. Okay, let's jump over to that. I've rambled on quite long enough. And I'm kind of getting used to doing the podcast by myself at this point. I've done it a few times, two nights in a row, recording a segment. And so this is going to be a full podcast. It's going to be, let's see, we've got about 27 and a half minutes from the podcast meetup. And right now I just recorded 28 minutes, so you guys are going to get almost an hour here. Hope you guys enjoy it. I'm kind of jealous that everyone listening to this mostly is already going to know what Steve Jobs unveiled and what the new Apple product is going to be, and I have no idea. I won't find out for another 12 hours. Take care. Thanks a lot for listening, and hopefully I'll hear back from some of you. Bye-bye.
You guys are having way too much fun.
Okay, now, don't everybody stand back now, because this is very informal. We're going to start with BJ. BJ is a Super Mac user from?
England.
Well, a little more specific.
Leicester in the Midlands.
Leicester in the Midlands, I have no idea what that means, so where is that? Is it like in the middle of England?
It's in the middle of England, about 100 miles from London.
So you're in San Francisco. Have you ever been here before? It's first time?
No, this is my first time here.
Yeah. First Macworld?
This is my first Macworld.
What are you looking forward to looking at the most on the showroom floor? Is it like one company you want to check out more than others, or is it kind of, I want to see what's cool, or...
Well, I suppose it's a mixture of everything, really. It's going to be interesting to see what Apple brings out tomorrow. So I suppose that's really why we're all here. But while we're here, I suppose we can all have a look at all what the other companies are doing and also catch up with all the cool people at MyMac.com.
MyMac.com. Well, this is our special podcast meetup. Not a lot of people showed up, and I'm kind of glad, because if it was 100 people, there was no way we could do this.
No, only 2,000 or 3,000 last night at dinner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We just commandeered the whole restaurant.
Now, BJ actually came and picked me up at the airport. Thank you, by the way. But the funny part was,
the GPS Garmin he had in his car, decided that the hotel I was staying at was a totally different hotel.
It was a CSI Miami hotel, wasn't it?
Yes. I liked what was it about the rats that you said?
I said the rats had left of their own accord.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. This was just a dump. And we sat there basically in the parking lot looking at it going, there's no way this is the hotel.
F-words were flying, I think. Yeah. Weren't they?
So we thought it would be fun to pick up Larry and then later Guy and play this joke on them. The GPS would lead us right to this hotel.
No, but the best bit was that Larry was waffling on about how a Marriott is about as low as he will go. and then we took him to this hotel and he was stunned into silence. I've never seen anybody go such a color. You
know, Now, I wasn't there when you pulled the prank on Guy Searle.
That probably wasn't a good idea because I thought he was going to fill me in. He was not impressed. You know, he's a big guy and you could see him swelling in the passenger seat. I honestly thought he was going to get out and hit somebody. And again...
He didn't actually use profanity, though.
Not many. I tell you, his reaction was unbelievable. If you repeat the sort of stuff that he said, I mean, people's ears would bleed. It was crazy.
I think we should call his mom and let her know.
And book her into that hotel as well.
Also from England is David Cohen. Flew all the way in just to hang out for a little while. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. We did some video segments that we're going to show later on the different video stuff that we're going to film.
It was a lot of fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah,
you
get to ham it up for a bit.
Yeah, that's always kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah, almost broke the microphone, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, you've got to break the equipment if you're really going to do it
properly.
That's right.
If you're not breaking stuff, it's,
then you're not
it's just
an artiste.
Not that's right. Now, you're only going to be here tomorrow, correct?
Just for tomorrow. But
what companies are you kind of looking forward to visiting?
I want to see what Drobo are doing. I want to see what's going on with some of the other hard drive manufacturers as well. Really interested to see the new version of Microsoft Office for Mac.
You got to play with that a little bit in my hotel room.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to see what Microsoft have got to say because, you know, I've been talking about it on the podcast a fair bit over the past few months. So interested to see the final product and see how that looks.
What do you think of San Francisco? Is it the first time you've ever been here?
I was here about 7 or 8 years ago, and, it's a lovely city, really nice.
Is this your first Macworld?
It is, yes. And
now, you've gone to other Mac shows in the UK, though.
I have, but nothing on this sort of scale. This really is the premier event, I think. Yeah. I had a look around the...
It's the epicenter of the Mac world, really.
It is. And, you know, I had a look in the hall this morning, and definitely is much, much bigger than anything we do back home in Blighty, so...
There are a lot of companies showing up this year. I heard over 400 exhibitors, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what's new this year, what's updated from the stuff from the year before.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people here. I want to get as many in as we possibly. Okay, we'll start over here. John Nemo.
Hi, Tim.
You finally made it to the expo. Fashionably, no, you're not late. You're a day early.
It's my 9th time, and I look forward to it all year.
So, somebody that's never been to the expo, they're going to come later in the week. They're listening to this first.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best advice you can give them?
I would say spend an hour at the Apple booth to get the overview of whatever is announced tomorrow morning, then go straight across the street to the West Hall for all the new technology and all the smaller companies.
I thought you were going to say something like, wear comfortable shoes.
read my article.
Comfortable shoes. In fact, we've got Larry Grinnell here. He's actually filming with the camera right now. And we actually stopped by a store and he bought new shoes just for the event.
Very natty shoes.
And he said it already made a big difference.
It does. The shoes... The shoes are important, but just read my article. I've got that one covered in my article, but I'm delighted to be here.
I tell you what, why don't you take both of these and talk to a couple people now?
Okay, I'd like to talk to somebody.
And I can get off.
Who I haven't met yet. Have you been on the air yet?
No, haven't.
Great, and you're here for the MyMac.com podcast?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Mark Rudd.
Are you a listener to the MyMac.com podcast?
Yes, I am.
How often do you listen to it?
Pretty much every episode.
That's great.
Been listening for probably about a year and a half or more.
Now, tell us the truth. Pretend we weren't standing in front of you.
I'll tell you.
If you had to rank the contributors with David Cohen at the top and somebody else in second place, how do you describe the personas and the presentations of the different podcasters at MyMac.com?
You mean on air or the writing?
No. The actual on-air personas of the members of MyMac.com podcast. Very thick-skinned. You can say whatever you want.
Let me be political here. They're all great.
Okay.
Well, I can't answer that question because Guy is sitting here staring at me.
That's true.
And he's doing, you know, kind of his hands
his,
together
doing
while
his black belt
at me.
Routine.
So I decided I better be political about it. But
tell,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark.
Well, I do a podcast, video cast. I'm a minister, so it's a Christian broadcast, video cast. And
okay.
I'm in the Central Valley, and I do all the audio and video. I've been actually podcasting for about 2.5 years, so I've been in it since pretty much the beginning.
And what's it called?
It's called The Berean Hour.
Can you spell that?
B-E-R-E-A-N, The Berean Hour.
B-E-R-E-A-N.
So The Berean, B-E-R-E-A-N.
Like Berea, like from Kentucky?
Like Berean.
Okay.
And Hour.
Okay.
So three words in one.
Okay.
And you can go there and you can get that. And so we've been doing that for a long time, and we've just now started a video cast, and so that's really going well, and the technology's out there. It's made it real easy for us, and so we're coming to Macworld to look at some of the new technology, take in some of the conferences, and just enjoy the atmosphere.
We're delighted to have you with us.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
it. Thank you especially for listening to the podcast.
Yes, we enjoy it. It's
because
great.
I know I have two listeners out there, and you're one of them.
Absolutely. You've got more than that.
So. Okay. Very thank good. Very let's meet our... I'm going to go on pause for a second because I got to blow my nose here. Can we edit this out? Can we edit out the nose blowing?
You could say like they do, like Leo Laporte says, it's wit. We'll get it in post.
The Nemo nose cast.
Nemo nose cast.
Okay, our next listener. Nice to meet you. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Make sure you check in with us during the show.
Yeah,
and you are?
My name's Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Did you come with Dan from North Carolina?
Apparently I did, yes.
Okay, that's great. Terrific. And do you listen to the MyMac.com podcast?
I listen as often as they'll put one out, yes.
Do you have any suggestions of how we could improve it? In addition to having more David Cohen.
You know, having more David Cohen really is the key for
that's,
me.
That's the clincher.
So if you can do that, yeah.
He's terrific.
Yeah, maybe in with the group and a fenestration together,
yes.
that would be the best.
That's wonderful. Cohen is in a class by himself.
All Cohen all the time. Yeah.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What brings you here to the expo?
Well, I saw the invite or heard the invite on the podcast, and I happened to be coming in the area and thought it would be nice to spend a day at Macworld, so here I am.
And what do you do in real life when you're not hanging around with a bunch of MyMac.com podcasters?
I work in the printing industry, and so I work with a lot of Mac users and along with myself. Yeah.
That's great. Well, please, any suggestions for MyMac.com ways we could improve our blogs or our features?
Not that I would want to be recorded on.
Good. Anything you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself or about the MyMac.com podcast?
It's better in person.
That's great. Terrific. Fantastic. People always tell me I'm better in print, but we can leave that to their own solution. Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it. BJ, you're next. Okay, here's our official limousine driver. BJ?
Hi. Limousine driver, I don't know if it's limousine driver or potential driver of a hearse, but everyone who gets in the car with me gets out white-knuckled.
Now, where are you from in England?
Leicester.
And why did you make such a big deal to come all the way here for this, not just this podcast, but for the expo?
Why does any follower make a pilgrimage, I suppose, you know?
Yes. And do you have a job in real life?
Yes. I'm my company, the one that I own, we do real estate, commercial real estate, so all over the world, really.
Great.
So because it's my business, I get a lot of time on my hands to do frivolity like come to Macworld. And
is this your first year here?
This is my first Macworld.
Oh, so you're really excited.
I'm a virgin.
You're really, really juiced up.
Oh, yeah.
Good. What are you looking forward to seeing at the show?
Oh, Holy Father, tomorrow. Who else? Yeah.
What pass did you get?
I didn't get one of these cool ones that you guys got.
But you're going to the conference.
Are you not going to the conference?
No.
Oh, dear.
No, you're better than we are.
Well, I'm sure you'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
I shall channel to you.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to all the new technology from the smaller vendors in the West Hall, like I just told Tim.
What, like Elgato and these other guys?
Well, I've made this monstrous spreadsheet. And so we're just going to chip away, go from one end of the hall to the other.
Yeah.
And I'm currently up to 70 appointments or drop-ins. So that's why I'm going to ask Dan and David and Artie and the other guys.
So you're going to be drinking a lot of coffee then, aren't you?
Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I've got to just go on my natural speed.
70, how are you going to manage that?
Very quickly, but very perspicaciously.
I tell you what, you're going to, at the end of the week, you're going to sleep for God knows how long. I mean, have you traveled far to get here?
Just from Arizona.
but still it's...
far enough.
Far enough. To go to 70 appointments.
Yes.
But people, as normal mortals, don't get invited to such...
Well,
cool gatherings, you know?
What happens is, when you walk up to a booth and you show that you're a member of the media, they have specific representatives for the media and specific representatives for conference attendees.
Also, you guys get goodie bags.
We get goodie bags, and we get some free food. And, I mean, we work for it. You know, we donate our services, such as they are, to MyMac.com.
But this is it, you know, and I mean, I was saying to Tim that you guys do so much work. I mean, you put out so much fabulous content, and we keep everybody in the loop. I mean, if guys like you weren't here, nobody out there who's not fortunate enough to come to such shows would know what's going on. And I must congratulate you and applaud you, you know, because you all of you at MyMac.com are doing such a fabulous job. And yesterday it was so good to see all of us here. And you know it's not easy, and I know you guys are spending a lot of time, like your 90 appointments. I suppose you're humbled by what people say at the end of it. You know,
it's great
because it's rewarding, and thank you so much for what you do. You know, if it wasn't for guys like you, we'd never know what's going on. We'd be so far back and with our news. You know.
And do you listen to the podcast?
Do I listen to the podcast? You know, of course I listen to the podcast religiously. I have to listen to it. If I don't listen to the podcast, I don't know what's going on.
So what do you think? Too much David Cohen, not enough David Cohen, or just right?
David Cohen is fabulous, you know. He is English, so you can never get enough of David Cohen. He's over there. He's going funny colours.
Yeah.
But
even if he wasn't English, he'd still be good.
But he's not English. David Cohen is actually a German or something, but he does the English accent, and he does it very well. It's all a facade. No, David Cohen is cool. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Guy's on next.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Am I interviewing Guy, or is Guy interviewing somebody else?
No, we're going to bring in Bill Palmer.
Oh, Bill, you're on. Okay.
You're up, Bill.
Thanks, Larry.
I'm just going to hang out at the Metreon all week. I got a bouncy ball from playing skee ball.
I like bouncy balls.
I'm going to throw this at Steve Jobs if he announces something I don't like.
Hi, Guy Searle with MyMac.com. I'm here with Bill Palmer,
who is the owner
and operator of iProngRadio.com. Or is it iProng.com?
It's both.
It is both.
Yeah, it's a TP, it's a wigwam. It's two tents.
Yeah, you're just branching out all over the place.
I know, $9 a year times... I'm going to run out of money.
Well, what can you do? So what are you looking forward to something in particular this year?
I'm kind of looking forward to watching Apple with its back up against the wall. They've already recently updated every product they had on the Mac and iPod side. So I think they kind of, you know, telegraphed that they got something totally new coming. Some brand new product category or something crazy.
Well, do you think that they're going to update the Apple TV this year?
That would be nice. I think it's got to be something substantial, though.
What would you be looking for from the Apple TV that would make it more of a product you'd be interested in?
Me personally, give me something that's so substantial that I can take my crappy $10 a month DVR back to Comcast and use just that instead.
Well, would you like it if it had like an optical drive, or if it could replace some of the components that you already have, as compared to just adding to the kludge that is most people's entertainment systems?
I haven't used an optical drive in so long. Installing Leopard, I mean, that's...
Shh, don't tell anyone.
I mean, beyond installing software, I don't buy CDs anymore. I don't buy DVD movies. I don't know. I'd almost like to see kind of like a less is more kind of thing.
So, well, I think most people understand that where the market is going is going to be digital downloads. You know,
right.
Physical media is going away.
I've always been a one computer person with just a laptop. The iPhone is kind of like my second computer. So once I've already got two machines, three might not be bad. So if it was an Apple TV that functioned like a computer that wasn't dependent on my MacBook, it'd be kind of cool to check out.
Is that where you keep all of your media? And your
iTunes everything's on my MacBook. It's due for a hard drive upgrade soon.
Well, if you had bought an Apple TV, would you also buy a dedicated drive to hook to it to have all of your media stuff? Because right now the Apple TV has only got either a 40 or 160 gigabyte drive. And chances are, if you have a relatively large media collection, you're going to fill that up pretty quickly.
Right.
Especially with movies, as big as those files can get.
If it's set up so that I can still access the stuff directly on my MacBook just by opening up the lid, and it's automatically going to tap into that content. I've always avoided wanting to do an external drive for my collection, because then you got to plug it in, and you know, it just seems like one step too many. But you know, if the Apple TV can kind of be like a true home server kind of thing, serving my MacBook instead of being sort of a slave of the MacBook, that would be interesting.
Now, I've been seeing all these banners all over the place saying there's something in the air. What do you think that means?
Well, something in the air is an old song by Thunderclap Newman. I don't think he's going to be here.
No, I doubt that.
My left field guess would be that we've had 6 months of the iPhone being on Edge Network. And, well, I tell you, I can't stand getting my MacBook now and it doesn't have pervasive access.
Right.
Maybe there's a lot of talk of a sub-notebook. Maybe a sub-notebook with like Edge access built in on top of the wireless.
With perhaps the touch type of technology that the iPhone and the iPod Touch have?
Yeah.
That would be
just, I mean, I don't know what else. Air's got to be. Now, last year we had a slogan that ended up not meaning anything, right?
Yeah, what was that?
Do you remember? That's how unimportant it was.
What was the
slogan?
Ended
up being the iPhone.
Well, there usually is.
Something about, I don't know.
Start your photocopier or some kind of nonsense.
Yeah. Which to me said, well, we don't know exactly what we're going to do. It's a last-minute decision. Are we going to roll the iPhone? Are we not going to roll it? So maybe they just don't know. Steve Jobs could be in a room right now saying, is it going to be ready? Do we have a product or do we not? Are we going with this? Or are we rolling out iDVD 5.5?
Or will I be throwing cameras at people's heads again?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, let's... Bill, thanks. I'm glad you're here this week.
TV time for my bouncy ball. That's really all that matters.
It's getting nice close-up on the bouncy ball. The bouncy ball.
I just want to see Larry try to go. He's not even going to try to tilt the camera. There we go.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Whatever your name is.
I'm
Fred.
Guy, Fred, George, Ralph. Artie. Where's Artie?
I don't know. Artie's
here. Did we lose Artie? There he is. You're on the chopping. You're on the chopping block here, Artie.
I'll have to cut this out, Larry.
Artie, how you doing?
I'm good.
You were here with us last year.
I was. I loved it.
Did you buy anything?
No.
You didn't buy anything.
I bought some coffee.
I still have it. You got more coffee now. Was there anything that you were...
I still got it. It's the same coffee.
The coffee here sucks.
There was really no big... Other than the iPhone, there weren't really any really big product announcements last year.
Well, iTV was...
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it was the first I'd seen it.
Yeah, so the Apple TV.
The Apple TV.
Now, here we are. We're at our second Macworld Expo as a big group at MyMac.com.
Fantastic.
Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to this year that you think Apple's going to release?
No.
You don't think Apple's going to release anything big?
I don't know. I think last year's expo is probably going to be the expo of all expos for a year or two until Apple gets some brand new products going. It seems to me that the only new thing that may come out, and this is all of what I've read.
Conjecture.
Is that they're going to have a very small computer, like a mini computer, Mac Mini kind of thing.
And that's portable.
Very like cheap, Mac kind of thing.
Small monitor, or not monitor, but it's LCD display.
But to answer your question, it wouldn't be interesting to me because I have a MacBook and it suits me perfectly, so I'm not looking forward to seeing
that. Well, do you travel a lot now?
No. I'm from Nashville. I work two jobs in Nashville. I play music at night and work during the day as a massage therapist. So.
Well, if they did release something like that, an even smaller MacBook with maybe some advanced graphics, you know, something that a business traveler or somebody on the go would find more useful than a MacBook.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's definitely a market for that, for sure. Not for me, personally, but for other people, students, let's say.
Do you think
that travel a lot, like you said, and don't have a lot of room, want to take something that's really small, portable, and real easy to get around. Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly a market for it.
Would you see that with like an optical drive, or do you think that would be an add-on?
I don't know enough about
it. Carry with them.
I don't know enough about it to even answer that question.
What size of a screen do you think it?
13. I have a 13-inch screen on the MacBook.
You think, is that about as small as you would find interesting?
Well, I think that people would go for even a 10-inch screen or a 9-inch screen if it made the computer really small and easily, you know, portable, easy to get around. But if you get too small, I mean, well, I don't know what people want, really, because everybody has their own particular lifestyle.
Right.
Look what's happening with the iPhone right now. I mean, for me, I don't want an iPhone because if I want to see a movie, I'll watch it on a big screen.
Right.
But there are people that travel on trains all the time, and they'll watch this thing and plug it in. It sounds great. Excuse me. The sound
Sorry.
Is great. And and they'll watch it.
Right.
I have no use for it, but other people do. So as far as what might be saleable out there, Guy, there are so many products on the market that I can't figure out why in the world they're on the market, but they're selling millions of them.
Well, let's take a different tack then.
Okay.
If there was something that you wanted from Apple, some type of, not necessarily a computer, but an electronic device that would make your life easier, coming from Apple, what would it be?
Probably better software for photo management. They already have a photo manager, but photo manipulation,
mm-hmm.
let's say. Something akin to Photoshop, but a lot easier to use, where all of the buttons are preset. So if you wanted to get a certain kind of lighting or a certain shot, you wanted to crop a certain way, you just press a button or two, and everything, it shows you different examples of what you can have, and you just pick the one you want. So you don't have so many clicks and,
right.
and moving around so many times. But that's the
well, that's on the software side. What about hardware? Can you think of anything that you could use?
Well, you know what? They haven't come out with an eye camera yet. I mean, they have a camera in the notebook.
Well, they did have the QuickTake.
Oh, did they really? I didn't know about that.
Maybe it was a little bit longer than that. Yeah, it was the QuickTake 100. It was a small digital camera that Apple made.
Oh.
But what about something like, now, you know, right now with the Apple TV and with the iMacs and a lot of the other ones, they have a very, very small remote. That small white remote that takes you from
right.
the Macintosh, from OS X into Front Row, and, you know, you can check all your media and stuff like that. What would you think about, say, a true Apple remote control, multiple device capable remote control? Would that be something you'd be, like, programmed
I'd
and controlled from your computer?
I'd certainly look at it. I don't know that I'd need it
mm-hmm.
that much. I don't do a lot of computing other than the Photoshop
right.
stuff. I use my computer mainly for email and pictures. So if it helped in that capacity,
mm-hmm.
sure, I'd definitely look at it. I'll tell you one thing Apple might come up with that would be really good is to a decent set of ears. Those earphones that come with the iPods
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, they are pretty
I mean, for all the technology this company does, and they have such a poor earphone, it's just amazing to me that they would manufacture something like that. I think
as far as that goes, it really comes down to it's good enough kind of thing. And they leave that open to the third party. And that's part of what's made the iPod that's part of what's made the iPod as strong as it has been is they've opened up the door for third parties to come in and have add-ons, and you know everybody kind of gets a piece of the pie.
I think they're going to do that anyway.
I think
Apple's missing part of the market. If they could come up with a better set of ears, I think they could sell those as a third party also.
Right.
So they could become one of the third party.
Okay, well, I see we got one more person here to bring in. Come on in. Sign in, please.
Well, I'm the real Dan Robinson. How's
How you doing,
that?
Dan?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Now, is this your first Macworld Expo?
Absolutely, yeah. I lived in California for 30 years, and I never made it this far.
Well, how long have you been a Mac user?
I've been making a living off of Apple since 1980.
Oh, and you've never been to a Macworld?
Never been to a Macworld.
Well, why is that?
Beats that.
Heck.
Expletive out of me.
What made you decide to come to this one?
Well, I had six reasons to be here. So, of course, after looking at the schedule, there should be six of me here.
That's true.
No, there's no way you're going to do everything.
Okay, well, the keynote's going to be tomorrow.
Right.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to or anything that you think Apple's going to introduce that's different from what they've done before?
I would like to see them duplicate the success of the iPod with an Apple TV that actually blows TiVo out of the water.
So do you believe that Apple's going to enhance the Apple TV to include DVR capability?
That is a given. The only question is it going to be this Macworld?
Is there anything else that you think might be interesting that might be coming
really
from
like
the minds of Apple?
I would like to see a sub-notebook the size of a keyboard.
About what size screen do you think that something like that should come with?
The size of a keyboard.
And it would just fold right up?
It would just fold right up, flash-based, low power consumption.
So do you think something like that would be running, say, the same type of version of OS X that's on the iPhone or the iPod Touch?
No, it would be a real Mac. Okay,
how much do you think something like that should cost?
$499.
And if being flash-based, because, I mean, let's remember that OS X is currently taking up somewhere between 1 and 2 gigabytes.
Right.
Full-blown version. That does not going to leave you a whole lot of room for applications.
No, it won't. But since you can hook up a hard drive to the Airport Extreme,
mm-hmm.
it would have Wi-Fi, of course.
Right.
And I think it would serve a good and useful purpose. It'd be cheap enough so just about anybody who really wanted a Mac could have one. And
but flash-based as far as its memory goes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you're looking forward to from tomorrow?
Nothing in particular. Nothing in particular other than those two items. I'm looking forward to visiting all the events here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think John has us on a pretty busy schedule over the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is Guy Searle with MyMac.com, and I think you've met pretty much everyone here. We'll see you tomorrow on the floor. Okay. I think we're done.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.